The Present of the Past is coming up Saturday night at 7:30, and joining me in the studio is Nick Palmer. Hi.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. This is a really charming program. I mean, there's great stuff for the orchestra, and you're featuring the young winners of the Keller competition.
Yes. It's very exciting.
It is, and it's some really neat repertoire, two pianists and a vocalist. Was this the repertoire that they auditioned with?
Yes, and when we program this concert, we don't know what we're going to have. So I picked the other three orchestral works to, you know, play around these winners. And we were thrilled at the results because there's the connection with Gershwin because we're doing Rhapsody in Blue and then following it with American in Paris. So there's that connection. And then Saint-Saëns has a little connection with Ravel. And of course, the operatic arias are just a little something extra.
They are, and they're ones that I think everyone can hum along to. I mean, these are really famous works from Rossini and Puccini.
Yes.
It's kind of neat to be able to show off, especially a young musician. Their voices are still developing and all sorts of things.
Yes.
It's really neat.
It really is. And Elizabeth is terrific. She just finished at Anderson, and she's going to be attending Ball State, and really has a wonderful coloratura soprano voice. So with all the coloratura bells and whistles written in, kind of what many recall Beverly Sills used to do with that particular aria, was one of her big bonbons that she used to always sing. And then she's also singing the just luscious Il mio babbino caro from Gianni Schicchi, another just, and you know, if people don't recognize these Italian names, as soon as they hear the tune, they'll know exactly what it is.
I'm speaking with Nick Palmer, the music director of the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra, and they're performing Saturday night at 7:30 at the Long Center. Paul Hindemith, again, what a great, if you listen to the Weber overture to Turandot, and it's like, oh, it's right there in the Hindemith, but he does so many cool, interesting things with it.
He really does. He really does. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do that particular piece, is that it does pair well with Bolero because it is the theme in variations, a little different stylistically than the Bolero. But the way it features the different sections of the orchestra rather than individual players like the Ravel does is really quite fascinating. And the variations that he comes up with are really amazing, especially the second movement, which is based on what he considers to be a Chinese sounding theme from Turandot. Just the way he integrates the percussion and the rest of the orchestra, and each section gets a lot of opportunity to shine on their own. It's a real kind of a concerto for orchestra in a way.
There's a really cool, you guys are doing an enhancing with a pop-up program.
Yes, actually that is something that I'm very excited about. For the American in Paris, which is the second to last work in the program, the Bolero ends the program, we will have photographs and narrative that is going to be timed with the music about what's happening in the unfolding of the music in terms of the instruments and the orchestration, in terms of what little we know of what the plot is from Gershwin, connections with Ravel, stuff about Paris. So all kinds of really fascinating little things. And if you're a musical purist, you just have to turn your eyes down a little bit to watch the orchestra, and you don't need to look. But if you want to look, it's there for you, and I think it's a new concept and a nice enhancement.
Oh, wow. Well, it's all part of The Present of the Past this Saturday night at 7:30. Now, I know sometimes orchestras, as you mentioned, the Ravel Bolero, sometimes the orchestras will put the snare drum up front. Does that happen?
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, fun.
Yep. We're very excited about it. And one of our percussionists, David Simonelli, is going to be featured. It's really cool for the audience to be able to watch the piece unfold with the snare drummer in the front, who is really the principal soloist, and to kind of watch their concentration during 16 minutes of playing the same thing is pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. What a great dance piece. Ravel Bolero is on this program. A couple of keyboard works, as you were talking about Gershwin. This is one that's been used in movie scores. And I'm tickled that the Saint-Saëns also is one of those just really delightful. If you don't know Saint-Saëns music, it will sound very familiar.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, of course, Saint-Saëns was a master of writing so many different works and so many masterworks, you know, the Organ Symphony, Carnival of the Animals, several other ones. And this second piano concerto is, in fact, especially the first movement, is almost like a self-contained piece. And it's really virtuosic for the pianist, and it's just a terrific showpiece for them, but also really integrates the orchestra well into, you know, being a player in that unfolding of the music.
Yeah, Nick Palmer is my guest, and The Present of the Past takes place Saturday night at 7:30. This is a great sort of end-of-the-year big flourish with the orchestra and the soloists. I know there's still some things going on next month. There's a B-side and Arts in the Park where things will be going on, and we're looking forward to it. Folks can find out more at LafayetteSymphony.com, and Nick, it's great to see you, and we're looking to so
Always
much more.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, John.